plus is in there where you save money.
If you find this paper presents or replaces, this is not part of our program.
This was our program. We proposed it.
I got a sign.
John,
I'm sorry about it. I'm the guy you got to sell on the shelves.
All right.
Just George is got to pay the line, but you got to save. You're just basically in the basis. Adding to build a dam. You look back to Bart at the 250. That's not bad. Addresses itself to a bulk fund balance. All right, the bulk fund balance now because of the increased tax. It's a tax increase. That is the hardest problem. How would you feel about it if you were in?
I think
the way I feel with this point of aggression tax is that,
oh yeah, but I do,
that we advocated a number of important reforms that are followed in this legislation, and that did involve additional federal taxes, but they were relatively minor. The Congress, in the meantime, passed a 20% Social Security increase that was extremely expensive. And there is where the federal taxes have gone up dramatically. When we compare the increase in federal taxes, this is a drop in the bucket for the $10,000 wage earner. This is $35 a year. On the other hand, the 20% Social Security increase is $100 a year, or three times as much as Congress has imposed on this problem. Now, to deny the agent, to deny the person afflicted with kidney disease, to deny the Social Security recipient these benefits because the Congress carelessly increased payroll taxes in the 20% increase would indeed be cruel revenge. If you throw the baby out of the bathwater, and the president just...
Are we going to say we're going to try to eat this?
I think we're going to say this, and I could lead into it this way, that there's a very interesting letter together in the Washington Post this morning raising the whole subject of the fairness of payroll taxes as a way of supporting some of these expenses. The
president has uttered a total... The
president's very concerned about it.
Right. We feel that we should have a new approach to this. Secretary of Treasury to be borrowing study of whether or not we can substitute. I don't get into that, but whether or not we can find a more fair way to handle the problem of payroll taxes.
I'll talk to George about that before I say anything.
But John, I can see why the lawyers report that to read again. She's the principal of the judges. There's an ultimate set of money standpoint. It is not going to affect the budget.
Now, the budget boys argue to you that you can only look at the outlays, and you've got to see
because of the 250.
$4.5 billion was on the outlay end in fiscal year 74.
Correct.
So you've got to bring down.
Right, I understand that, but fine, about 250. You could have set it at 150. The whole point of the 250 was why did we select 250? Because that was the number that we said to keep in the whole fund.
Right.
Am I right?
Yes.
Or was there some other reason that I
get out? That's correct. Now, the question I'll get from the press is, well, then are you saying from now on the ceiling is going to be 254.5?
No, we're still going to
the two. Well, here's the answer, as I see. The 250 is a fiscal year 73 number.
Wow.
It's not a 74 number.
Yeah.
And this does not affect that. As a matter of fact, it helps it. Because while we add 797 on the outlay end, we get $1.7 billion back in additional revenue.
Right.
Now, it does create problems for us in fiscal year 74, but we're confident that we can keep the fiscal year 74 budget within full employment range.
But our target is that the 250 is still our target for this year, for the 73,
right?
74, we use full employment, and of course cannot be 250, so that'd be more than that,
right?
But go ahead and break the point very hard, but just
I'm going to go with all of those and all the signings today.
This one.
This is the whole spare. That loses certain highlight possibilities.
Good.
But no, but different. We've got a lot of odds and ends and good stuff, ocean dumping and a lot of environmental stuff and that kind of thing. But it will have the impact of here at the time that you're in the middle of peace negotiations. You're leading the free world out of darkness. You had to spend your time on 110 pieces of legislation.
I think you should say, use this term. You would say in terms of the president's time, schedule is probably within. What do you think? This is, I mean, you got to get across. The only way you can say, well, he's been working hard, or he's very honest. You just say, you know, I can say, it's, I don't know, really. I don't know when this man sleeps. Because when he was inside, we were making some good decisions. Take the calls, you know, just do that.
How about this touch? How about them saying, I know this was going on, because while he was up, and there was conversation. I used to get calls from him about the bills.
Yeah.
Because obviously he would then work
out. Oh, that's an idea. You could say that it's rather, it says, I have no complaints about my job. I enjoy it very much. But I must say it's been a rather difficult period because I get calls in the middle of the night and I knew he was up.
Good.
Good.
Right.